I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For kids growing up in the streets of India, survival is the name of the game. Far Corners Mission's president, Gary Bishop, tells us why children's homes are so crucial for these kids.
They really learn the hard lessons of life of how to get by scheming and finagling and even cheating or stealing or whatever they have to do to get by.
Because of this attitude, the selfless love of Jesus is a concept that's completely out of place. As the ministry pours God's love into the children, some of the kids are giving right back to the community. Let me tell you a story about Shanti, a little girl who found out that one of her classmates at school didn't have enough food to eat or clothes. She brought her to the Far Corners program, and now the two of them eat snacks together after school and take turns wearing Shanti's clothes. The girls now come to the children's home together to play with their new friends and to hear the Word of God. And a lot of Russian orphans go to school, but they don't actually have the life skills they need to survive. Fortunately, local churches in Ryazan have started transitional homes, and Greg Mangione says SOAR International is helping. SOAR has a team in place that helps to teach cooking, sewing, planting, and English.
They use the English program as a way to minister to the community at large. They might use the Bible or verses as part of the curriculum that they'd be using in teaching English. As they get to know people, of course, just use the personal relationships as an opportunity to share their life with Christ, with people that do not yet know Him.
Pray that the SOAR workers would effectively share the gospel and inspire others with their stories. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in the email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.